bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride
my... I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from San Luis Obispo, California. Right now we're at SRAM International, which is a major bicycle component manufacturer, and they have an R&D facility. And we're here with Will King, who's an engineer at SRAM. Hi, Will.
Hi, how's it going, Tom?
Good. Briefly, just tell us about SRAM and what they do, and how, like RockShox, you know, things that people would know that you guys do.
Yeah, sure. So we are a bicycle component manufacturer, and we do anywhere from drivetrain to suspension and brakes and high-end carbon fiber wheels. Company's founding product in 1987 was the grip shift. If you've ever been on a bike that shifts by turning the grip, then you know our stuff.
That was you guys.
Yep.
Oh, I've got that. And then RockShox, are you involved in that?
We don't do too much suspension here, but RockShox is one of SRAM's brand names. And we do front and rear suspension on mountain bikes through that. We've got our development center in Colorado Springs.
And here, this is purely R&D, right?
Yeah, purely R&D. I mean, we have testing, design, prototype, machine shop. We've also got some of our marketing folks in here, but the big focus is on design in the San Luis Obispo facility.
Very cool. Well, as you know, the reason I came to your R&D facility was not the high-tech crypto lab, but a thing that you are involved in and some of your fellow workers, and that's a nonprofit greater good organization, World Bicycle Relief. And you have a fundraiser coming up here in San Luis Obispo to help showcase that.
Yeah, right. So last year we met at that fundraiser, and we're doing a similar format this year. We're doing a tour of our facility.
This is the only time that a bicycle fanatic can come in and actually go into your R&D labs and see what your crypto things you're up to.
Yeah, they still don't get to take pictures, but it's the only time that we hide all the unreleased stuff out and show the outside world how we do product development here.
And that's because you have bicycle spies that might want to come. Right?
Maybe. Or just enthusiasts that want to know what the next best thing is mm-hmm. that comes out. So.
Very cool. Okay, so back to World Bicycle Relief. Tell us about that program and how you got involved and what the basics are.
Yeah. So World Bicycle Relief, we at SRAM started a fundraiser about, I guess this will be the eighth year that we've done a fundraiser, and the community here has raised $45,000 over those past years donating.
In the county?
Yeah, the San Luis Obispo community or county. That's equated to donating 300 bikes to people in need in Africa. And so World Bicycle Relief's mission is to increase mobility in communities that are in dire need of other forms of transportation. So the recipients of these bikes, primarily in either education, kids that need to get to school, or healthcare workers that need to visit HIV patients in need, it's like giving those people an automobile in our society here in the United States.
Well, let's dig a little deeper on the life-changing, game-changing process of delivering and giving a bicycle to a villager. Because it is the difference between whether they go to school or not, whether they get raped en route to school through the countryside or not. So it truly is a huge life-changing gift.
Yeah, distance is huge. I took a trip with World Bicycle Relief. I got sponsored a couple years ago in 2015. That's where I really came to understand how much distance affects the people. In the country I was in was Zambia. You know, if you have to walk 11 miles to get to school.
One way.
There's a lot of dangers in between that. And
then there's just the time, too.
Yeah, and there's the time. And these kids have to do chores at their house, too, right? They've got to feed the chickens and take care of things around the place before they can go to school. There's also the heat. You know, it gets really, really hot in Central Africa. And so riding a bicycle to school, not only does it enable them to go, it saves them energy. It allows those kids to be able to focus when they're at school. And it saves them that time where maybe they could go to school 2 days a week without the bicycle, and hopefully they could go 5 days a week with the bicycle.
So girls are one of the primary targets of delivery of the bicycles for obvious reasons. Number two, as I recall, would be your healthcare delivery people. Mm-hmm. And I remember a year ago you telling me about a woman who rode her bike 60 miles a day delivering healthcare because she had a bike, which she could not have done any other way.
Yeah. Yeah, the story that Tom's recalling is we visited an HIV clinic and we asked the people there what the longest distance they had gone to visit a patient. And this lady said she had ridden her bicycle 60 miles one way to go visit a patient. I don't think that's sustainable every day.
Mm-hmm. But she did it.
But she did it.
And there's no way she could have delivered that healthcare any other way.
Absolutely not. You got that correct.
So the Buffalo Bike is the name of the industrial bicycle. I was telling somebody the other day about the bike, and I said, well, just imagine making it out of leftover World War II tank parts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is steel is real. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a purpose-built bike for the African environment. It's something if you were riding on the street around here, you might think, oh, this is a little heavy and too durable for what I need. But they can carry 100 kilograms on the rear rack, so people can run a business off the back, or they can ride three up on the way to school with their little siblings on the back rack.
And it's a game changer for people and their small businesses. I remember a year ago some pictures you showed me, and there was one, a guy had big tubs of milk on the back of his bike.
Yeah, yeah, the dairy farmer. So that's a little bit different side of World Bicycle Relief, where World Bicycle Relief started in relief to the communities in need for healthcare, and then the schools and getting the kids to school. And then a lot of the locals kept on requesting, like, hey, could we buy this bike? Because actually this bike is better than any other bike that we're able to purchase, but only the people receiving it are the recipients of the donation. And so that's when World Bicycle Relief decided, well, if we spin off and we sell to the locals at a low price, we can lower the cost of donation to the healthcare workers and the education workers. So,
is it economy of scale, basically?
Yeah, economy of scale. You know, if you have one assembly facility and you now put, let's just say, 50,000 bikes through it instead of 25,000 bikes, then your cost for your overhead is now split amongst twice as many bicycles.
And so it's a very simple design of a bicycle, intentionally so. Talk to us, how many gears does it have and how complex is the mechanics?
One gear, step on the pedals to go forward or step on the pedals to brake. You know, it's just your...
Looks like your coaster kid bike then.
Yeah, your coaster kid bike that weighs 54 pounds, I think.
And a high-tech, modern, competitive bicycle, as a comparison, how much would it weigh?
I mean, if you're racing in the Tour de France, I think you want to be about 14 pounds for your bicycle.
So huge difference.
Huge difference, yeah. But like that tank, Buffalo Bicycle is super robust, right? So it's not made to go fast. It's just made to survive the rough environment in Africa.
So even though you guys have designed out every complexity you could and made it as simple as you can, they still break down. And so a key component in the World Bicycle Relief is training mechanics locally. Tell us about that dynamic.
Yeah, I think World Bicycle Relief has done a good job of really simplifying bicycle. We, as part of the fundraising, you can sponsor the education of a mechanic. And World Bicycle Relief has focused on, if we're going to put these bikes into a community, let's just say a school of 200 kids that receive bicycles, they've got to have the support network to fix those bicycles, make sure the tires are inflated, and keep things rolling. So the World Bicycle Relief programs really put emphasis on empowering the local communities to make these forms of transportation sustainable.
What breaks down on them? It seems like almost nothing could.
Well, I mean, tires wear out. There's kind of a really cool stand on the back that allows the bicycle to stand up on its own. It's kind of unlike what we have here in the U.S., but also that dairy farmer can put his milk on. You know, all those things, they have a certain amount of life to them. But things rattle loose too, right? There's no suspension here. And, you know, a mechanic to just, you know, once every 3 months, just put a wrench to it and make sure nothing's loose is a way to avoid having anything happen.
And as I remember, the net cost to build a Buffalo bike is about $150.
So the net cost to donate a bicycle is $147.
Okay.
Yeah. And World Bicycle really focuses on that number. I mean, it's not 150, it's exactly 147 to put one of these bikes in somebody's hands. And I like that. It's a tangible cause to say for $147, you can change somebody in Africa's life. And that goes a long ways.
So here you and I are in an off day at the Crypto R&D Lab, and we have a Buffalo bike right next to us. But coming up on July 20th, people in San Luis Obispo County can come here for a wonderful open house event fundraiser and actually see the Buffalo bike and more. Tell us about your upcoming fundraiser event and open house.
July 20th from 5 to 9 p.m. We're going to do two separate tours of the facility.
And this is into the dark bowels of the R&D facility, which is way cool and reason enough for any bike person to come here from a long ways away.
Right, exactly. Detailed measurement equipment. We've got a 3D scanner here. We'll demonstrate how we CNC prototype our parts and go through our carbon and test labs.
I like that. I like that where you try and bust them and see how far you can go.
Yeah, everybody likes to see something break, regardless of whether it's NASCAR or a bike part.
That's why they call NASCAR the gladiators.
I'll be giving a presentation on my trip to Africa with World Bicycle Relief. So we'll do the tour that talks about SRAM stuff, and then we'll do the World Bicycle Relief thing that talks about the cause that we're fundraising for.
And you have a slideshow video.
Yeah, about a 45-minute slideshow, and which has got a really good message behind it. And we'll have tacos and beer a la carte. It's free entry, and we're asking a $35 donation for a tour. And then, of course, there's always the opportunity to change somebody's life and be a VIP and donate a full bicycle for $147.
Not $147.50, but $147.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got a website up with our details on there. You can go to tourdeshram2018.com, and that will route you to our fundraising page.
And SRAM is S-R-A-M?
Yeah, S-R-A-M.
So when somebody comes here for the open house on July 20th, they can actually test ride around the Buffalo bike, right? They can touch it, feel it, see it.
Yeah, they can even bench press it if they so choose.
Good luck.
Yeah.
It is a beast, but it's an incredible little machine, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think everybody that's able to donate through World Bicycle Relief is super proud of this organization and what they're doing for people across the world.
And it's not just SRAM that's a supporter of World Bicycle Relief. There are other corporations and organizations that are avid supporters, correct?
Yeah, there's lots of cycling industry support. You know, Trek in the past has been a good matching donor. Of course, SRAM has our involvement as well. And basically, you know, just everybody kind of gets together and throws down, because the people that realize you can make a difference when you actually do something are the people that get out there and do it.
Okay, one more time, because I just love your open house. Give us a reprise highlight of the events and things that are going to happen.
Prize highlight, food, tour, bicycle guru, interesting stuff.
Inside R&D.
Yeah, come to see technology, raw machined parts, and come to donate to a good cause. Hear a great message about World Bicycle Relief.
I love it. Will King, thanks for sharing. This is always fun to come to the Crypto Lab.
Tom, thanks for your time and this opportunity.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from SRAM International at San Luis Obispo. We're out by the airport. We'll see you here on July 20th.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.